Okay, this lecture was about the great function of calculus, e to the x, and what's special about that function? It equals its own slope. Y of x is the same as its derivative dy dx. That's a differential equation. That's an equation between the derivative and the original function. Function 1 equals function 2. And one way to create such a function is by this infinite series of 1 plus x squared over 2 factorial, x cubed over 3 factorial. Keep going forever. You have to keep going forever. But the beauty is, if I take the slope of each one of those terms, you'll see how I get that same series back again. I started with 1 plus x squared over 2. Their derivatives are 0. The derivative of x is 1. The derivative of x squared over 2 is x. I'm on my way. I've got 1 plus x coming along for the derivative. And so the real trick is you got to add that infinite series. It does have a definite sum because those terms, x to the nth power divided by n factorial, is getting really, really small. N factorial gets so big compared to x to the n that our infinite series it starts having tiny, tiny, tinier terms and adds up to a good number. And if x is 1, then I'm adding up 1 plus 1 plus 1 over 2 factorial, 1 over 3 factorial, 1 over all the factorials, and that happens to add up to 2.718 something. And that great number is called e. And so that's a number e. And actually, the cool thing is that our infinite series is that number e to the power x. So, for example, if I put in x equal 2 in our infinite series, the answer that I get, the number that I get from 1 plus 2 plus 2 squared over 2 factorial and so on, will turn out to be e squared. It works. In general, the series follows the rule for exponents that e to one power times e to another power equals e to the sum. E squared times e cubed is e to the fifth. And you can, of course, right now we only know e from the series. So you might say anybody knows that e squared times e cubed equals e to the fifth, but not true. We have to say, though we know e squared as a series, we know e cubed as a series, we have to multiply those two infinite series in a short time here and get e to the fifth, another series. Well, when you do that multiplying of series, the thing works. I did it in the lecture, and you can pause it and see it also on that slide. And then, for fun, it should turn out that the derivative of this e to the x function is e to the x. And this is something I didn't do in the lecture. By following my delta y over delta x, I get this delta y, of course, should be e to the power x plus delta x, take away e to the x where it started. That's the change in e to the x. And the good thing is, by using the rule for exponentials, I can factor e to the x out of it, and I get e to the x comes out times some number, and as delta x goes to 0, that number is 1. So I do get to check directly that the derivative of e to the x is 1 times e to the x. Okay, and I've mentioned here the other big rule, very key rule, is that e to the x to some power n is e to the n times x. So e squared to the fifth power is e to the tenth. Good. Okay. What else about e to the x? Well, other people like to reach e or e to the x in other ways. And one popular way is as a limit of products, of powers instead of sums. And that comes from this compound interest example in the lecture, where we imagine the rate is X. Well, we get the nth power of 1 plus X over N. And that's an interesting thing, because N, the power, is going to infinity, but because of the 1 plus X over N, that's going to 1. So, in a way, our limit is looking like 1 to the infinity, which we don't know what that is until we look closely at how closely we're approaching 1, how closely we're approaching, how quickly we're approaching infinity, and it turns out the balance is just right, and that limit is e to the x. Okay, so that's another way to get to e to the x. There are others. How about in the practice questions? Yeah, I see number one, I can do that one. What's the derivative of that function x to the 10th over 10 factorial? That was the whole point. What is the derivative of x to the 10th over 10 factorial? Well, the 10 comes down, right, times x to the 9th. But when the 10 comes down and I have it sitting on top of 10 factorial, those 10s cancel, and it leaves me 9 factorial down below. Conclusion, the derivative is x to the 9th over 9 factorial. And that's exactly why the series worked, because the series had an x to the 10th over 10 factorial, and its slope had the x to the 9th over 9 factorial. And, of course, this series also has x to the 11th over 11 factorial, and its derivative is the x to the 10th over 10 factorial. Okay, and other interesting things, like 1 over x should be the same as e to the minus x. Do you have a feeling about that one? I would like to know that e to the x times e to the minus x is 1. Ah, of course it is. E to the x times e to the minus x is e to the sum of x and minus x. Ha, that's 0, and e to the 0 is 1. So, let me do one more of these, and you pause and do others. Suppose I want to solve dy dx equal 5y of x. Problem 6. Oh, it gives me the answer. It's e to the 5x. So I've speeded up the whole exponential. The slope dy dx is not just y, but 5y. Time is speeded up 5 times, and therefore I get e to the 5x as an answer. Good. There are other good questions here. Lots of things about exponentials, e to the x, and we'll see more as we go. Thanks.